So I knew I was going to get comments like this on my last video, and I do think that they're valid, but I also think we really need to define our terms when it comes to pretty privilege, especially as it pertains to our careers. Because often what we mean when we talk about attractiveness in the workplace is more a question of presentation, whereas a lot of the advice that's directed toward women online is more about physical beauty traits and is often oriented towards a kind of hotness, which we actually have good data to show can be negative or even work against women in the workplace. And it's also important to note that while attractive presentation, you know, being well-groomed, being well-dressed, being composed, definitely does have professional advantages, a lot of that is tied up with the perception of professionalism. And even that is very, very different from industry to industry and workplace to workplace, and has radically changed since the rise of work from home. And yes, there are definitely certain physical beauty traits that have a lot of advantages in many workplaces. Unfortunately, one of them is having a lower BMI. The advantages that just pure straight up hotness confers in most professional settings is definitely marginal compared to a lot of other professional advantages, like your personal networks, like your education, like your work experience, and your communication skills, for example. So while there definitely can be some overlap, I still think it's very misguided to have women orient themselves very heavily towards maximizing attractiveness as a priority. And again, especially doing that instead of their own financial literacy and independence, because no matter how much you optimize your attractiveness, you're still going to age.